The New England Patriots will achieve a perfect season if they win Sunday's Super Bowl. Patriots fans flocking to Arizona are driving ticket prices to record highs, but New England ticket holders who try to cash in on the demand could regret it, because the Patriots are fighting the popularity of internet ticket exchanges, and they are cracking down. Kurt Nickisch of member station WBUR in Boston has more.
The price difference today between watching the game on TV with friends as opposed to sitting in the stadium with thousands of fans is more than $4,000. At least that's what the average Super Bowl ticket has been going for this week on StubHub, a popular online exchange. So it's tempting for Pat's season ticket holders who got seats at face value through the team to unload them for a super haul. But if they do, New England could take away their tickets next year. The franchise has even sued StubHub in the past to get sellers' names.
It's the little guy that suffers.
Coleman Herman has made fighting against ticket scalping a personal cause. He really hates the folks who hang on to season tickets just to rake in a rich sum.
It's lifelong fans, working stiffs, Joe and Jill six-pack, who can't afford to go to the games anymore.
What the Patriots want is for unused tickets to be sold at face value to people on their season ticket waiting list. But by clamping down on scalping, the Patriots are bucking a national trend. Most teams don't object to reselling, and recently states have been taking anti-scalping laws off the books. The reason is the online marketplace has become so accepted. Last year, online ticket reselling grew into an estimated $2.5 billion industry. Hagos Maritab, the founder of one such site, says consumers now have a much better idea of what tickets are really worth.
Whereas before, if they wanted to go, you know, get a ticket, they might have to go and, you know, meet some seedy-looking fellow on a corner where they would, you know, trade cash.
Maritab's company, UNew.com, even lets people buy and sell future tickets like stocks. Some traders ended up with super returns on the big game after buying the undervalued New York Giants early in the season.
Yeah. For as low as 85, there were actually also some people who bought the Giants versus the Patriots, and they got that for as little as $25 each.
The potential of the online marketplace has caused other pro teams and even entire leagues to line up with resellers instead of fighting them. In December, the NFL announced it would team up with Ticketmaster for secondhand sales. Still, the New England Patriots have the right to opt out of that agreement. But David McAdams, an economist at MIT's Sloan School of Management, says the Pats' goal line stand to control ticket resales is actually counterproductive.
Sure, they may be able to stop some people from selling their tickets, but all that's going to do is reduce supply. And as we know from Economics 101, that means higher prices.
Which he says will only anger loyal season ticket holders who feel like they're losing out if they follow the Patriots' strict rules. McAdams says the Patriots should get a new game plan.
If this is really their in-game strategy, I think the Patriots need to prepare for a loss.
And that may be the only time you'll hear those two words, Patriots and loss, together all season. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.